Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
And remember, if you want to play golf with us, just keep listening. In fact, just coming up here in a couple minutes, okay? We're going to get to the whole Cache Creek situation. We're broadcasting live from Cache Creek Casino Resort, Friday, June 27th. And then today and tomorrow, by the way, we'll be giving away an overnight stay that same night, Friday, June 27th, plus a round of golf the very next morning with us at Cache Creek to one lucky listener and their guest of choice. That goes for today and tomorrow. So essentially two guests, two listeners and their guests. So at some point this hour, we're going to ask the three trivia questions about things that we've said on the show. Then when we ask the question, we give you the cue to call, the first person to call in and answer all three questions correctly on the contest line is going to win the overnight stay and the round of golf at Cache Creek. So you have to keep listening, and you have to keep waiting for the answers so that you're ready to go with the question. In fact, we should mention what could be the third answer.
Hypotheticals.
If you wanted to do that.
We could do that.
Like if somebody did ever come up and be like, where'd you meet Willard?
Yeah.
What do you say to them?
I'd say I met him at the Final Four.
That's a true answer.
That's exactly where I met you.
You know,
back in the days, they did a thing called Radio Row.
Yes.
You and I worked for different stations, and I believe at the time you were working with Tony Bruno, somebody who I had done some radio with. You and I knew of each other, but when we actually met in person, it was at that event.
Yep. Now, it was enough years ago that we have had I don't know if you want to call it a disagreement or just whatever. I can't remember because I've been to many Final Fours. So have you.
Boop, boop.
Thank you. I can't remember which one.
Yeah, I think I know.
Went back and forth between the cities of Atlanta and Indianapolis.
Correct.
And it's one of those.
It is. I think it's Indianapolis.
Great.
Let's drink. I knew it.
I have no reason to think that it wasn't Indianapolis. Other than that, I thought it was Atlanta. But I could be wrong, but it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter because I did meet you.
Yep.
And you did meet me. And here we are as radio partners. And so when we're asked, what event was it when you guys met each other? The answer is the Final Four.
So if that's a question that's asked.
If somebody were to ask that question.
Right.
That would be the answer.
Yeah. You don't have to know whether it's Indy or Atlanta. You just have to know the event. And the event was the Final Four.
Final Four.
And you and I were kicking it around earlier, and UCLA lost to Florida in consecutive years.
Right. It was
the
one of those.
The first year was the national championship game. The second year was in the semi. So
I think the national championship game was Atlanta.
Incorrect. That was Indy.
Okay.
And then the next year they beat Greg Oden and Ohio State, Mike Conley.
Oh, yeah.
In the Atlanta. Final. Yeah.
Yeah. Whatever.
Yeah. Because I went to, I remember because I went to five straight and then. And then they sent somebody else the following year, and then I changed stations, and so that boondoggle ended.
Okay.
But
is that why you left? Because they left you off the Final Four roster?
No, and just looking at it now, I went to five straight because I didn't go to the one in Houston. The last one I went to was Duke Butler when Gordon Hayward.
You went to that game?
I was under the basket.
Get out of here.
I was under the hoop.
Did it look Gordon like it was going in?
It was going in.
Oh,
Gordon Hayward from 65 feet or whatever, and it just bang right off the backboard.
God, can you imagine if that thing had gone in?
I mean,
holy hell.
That would have been bananas.
It would go down as probably the greatest moment in the history of college basketball. Probably beat the Leitner shot, don't you think?
Right. And also the NC State over Houston. Yeah. And I mean, Villanova over Georgetown, if you want to talk about biggest upsets. And you add in the piece that Butler University is about 3 miles from where this game was being played.
Right.
It's just right there in Indianapolis. So.
But I mean, the idea that you would throw like a half-court shot up there, and it's not just a game winner, it's to win the national championship.
Yep.
I don't know how a moment ever would have beaten that, but it just didn't quite go in.
A little too much heat from Gordon. But yeah, the memories.
Yeah, the memories. All right, so we mentioned that Trev Chirps is going to join us. Trev Chirps is a social media handle. The man's name is Trevor. We'll find out what his last name is. But he's a very, very good heckler. Do you want to hear a couple of the things that that he's most known for? These are basically like his most viewed heckles of 2024. And by the way, before we jump into this, is he just across the board Bay Area sports fan? Is that it, like Lucas, you don't know? Like,
if you follow him on Instagram where you scroll through his feed, you'll see him at like doing heckles at Sharks games.
Okay.
I think he's done some at
Giants games for sure.
Giants games for sure.
Yep.
Back when the A's were in Oakland, you saw him at the Coliseum. I think I also seen him do some at the Bay Area Panthers game down in San Jose.
Okay.
So yeah, he's based in the
Bay Area. Guy. All right. Trev Chirps. These are some of his most viewed heckles of 2024.
Ian, I bet you start paying forward chains at Starbucks.
You ball!
Disclaimer, Mookie was too much of a coward to play left field, so we had to settle for David.
Hey, David! Tell Mookie I heard he eats corn the long way, you bum! Trevor! I heard you refuse to enroll in paperless billing, you bum! It's so bad for trees!
Hey, Christopher! I heard you lost money switching to Geico!
You bum!
Blaine! I bet you think mayonnaise is an instrument! You bum!
Spencer! I hope when you forget your password and go to reset your password, it says you can't use the same password! You bum! Every time!
Jackson! I bet you've never put dirt under your pillow for the dirt man! You bum!
I'm gonna take you down to his lair, Jackson!
Riley! I bet you never released your inhibitions and felt the rain on your skin! You bum!
The rest is still unwritten, Riley!
Ian! I heard your friends have a group chat that doesn't include you!
It's all the same people, just one less.
Okay,
I
enjoyed that.
And profanity free, which you gotta love.
And he's got a collection of people around him that collectively finish each heckle with "you bum."
Yeah,
that's pretty fun. I especially enjoyed the password one, maybe because I think it hit home a little bit too much.
Yep.
Like, there's one of my banking apps. I swear to goodness, I have changed the password 50 times, and so therefore they're all used. All the passwords that I've ever used have been used, and then you got to make up a new one, And how the hell do you remember a brand new one? Because all I can remember is the first 50.
That's right. And that is kind of an art of the new password because, you know, you don't just want to use the one they recommend because if you don't save it on your device, then you're going to have to reset it again anyway because you're not going to remember it. So I've come up with a system of password changes.
How do you do it?
I won't get too much into it, but
no, give us your password.
I have a system where now if I need to change it, I can follow up on the old one with a new, just a new twist on it.
Christy's got a spreadsheet.
Yeah, it could be risky.
Spreadsheet. Well, I don't know where she keeps it.
Right.
But like, and I don't know if anybody would know what the hell it was if you saw it. Might just be a bunch of gobbledygook, but there might be a code system. But yeah, like the only way you can remember those things is to write them down, and you're not supposed to write them down or whatever.
Yeah.
So anyway, but that's Trev Chirps, okay? This is, it's really, really popular on social media, and it has gotten the attention of some of the players. For example, Jackson Merrill, outfielder, San Diego Padres. He was doing the podcast guest thing with Mookie Betts. His podcast is called On Base with Mookie Betts. It's through Bleacher Report. And Merrill basically said, yeah, the heckler out there in San Francisco got to me.
You seen this dude Trev Chirps on Instagram? Uh-uh. He's a Giants fan. He just like is out there and he chirped me. He was like, I bet you always three putt.
Jackson! I bet you always three putt! You bum! Can't make a par to save your life, brother.
So the whole first month this offseason, I three putted more every single green. And I never three putt. Putting is the strongest part of my game. And I three putt it every time. It on you?
Trev Chirps got to him.
Yeah. That's great.
Okay. So that's Jackson Merrill with Mookie Betts. But listen to where else this conversation goes, and this is what I really want to get into. And by the way, Trev Chirps is going to join us here in about 5 minutes, okay, so we can talk this out
a little bit. Oh, I got questions.
I got all kinds of questions. But what about this? Hey, Bay Area sports fans, especially Giants fans, listen to what Merrill and Mookie said about us.
How often do you hear what fans are saying in the outfield to you?
Come on, you hear it.
You hear it the whole time.
You hear it. But
have you heard anything that's creative yet?
They're all like Little League roasts, yeah, you know? You drive a Prius, your shoes untied.
Yeah, whatever.
I say San Fran got some mean people out there, though.
San Fran have mean people out there, bro.
People say Wrigley and Yankee Stadium is bad. Bro, San Fran is like...
Well, that could be because... The rivalry, because Yankee Stadium is bad.
From my perspective,
Yankee Stadium is probably.
Dude, San Fran is mean though.
San Fran,
they get in on you.
Yeah, both of them, both of those guys, they're probably neck and neck.
Yeah, but nobody said any like crazy stuff to me.
Well, you hadn't been around long enough. Yeah.
Does that surprise you? To a Padre and a Dodger outfielder who used to play for the Red Sox. Essentially puts Giants fans right alongside Yankees fans as far as intensity and heckling and straight being mean. Now, I don't know how to take this. I think I take it as a compliment, to be honest with you.
I suppose, but I'm surprised, first and foremost, by
Giants
that.
Giants fans?
I would have thought Philly fan for sure, because you're Philly. Yankee fan, absolutely. Even Met fans, because New Yorkers can be, you know...
Abrasive.
Tough, yeah, brusque,
yes.
Exactly.
And, yeah.
You know, you think about other fan bases that probably wouldn't be. Like, we saw a Rocky fan over the last three games, and there aren't that many of them. And, you know, even, like, Cardinal fans. You know, Clayton Kershaw seems to think that they're a classless organization, but they're, as a fan base, I don't think that they would get on people. So, as you start to eliminate fan bases, the Giants would rise up the list. I get it.
Well, and certainly the most rowdy of the West. Now, of course, the only two teams that would maybe you'd put alongside the Giants and say, okay, how do they compare? Because these are two of the top three attendance teams in baseball are the teams for which these two dudes play. So the only way that this like really rides is if we could also talk to someone who plays for the Giants to see how they're treated in San Diego and L.A., because these guys are treated as home players. However, they go into each other's buildings and said nothing. Mookie says nothing about going to San Diego. Jackson says nothing about going to Los Angeles. It's the Giants fans that have gotten under their skin and now they label as mean. So, look, I don't know exactly. Mean is an interesting word. What I worry about with fans, at least in, like, you know, my fan base, I don't want, obviously, don't be putting hands on anybody. And plenty of that has happened at Dodger Stadium. There's the Brian Stowe incident that still stands out among all the rest. And I know it happens everywhere to a certain degree.
It's happened here. Yes. I mean, outside Oracle Park, people have been unfortunately killed in post-game fracases.
It has happened in every single stadium. Absolutely. So there's that side of it. There's the physicality side of it. And then there's the appropriateness. And I sort of, like, for instance, something happened at a game, one of the games I was at last week, when that ball got thrown onto the field from the upper deck. That's brutal. And I know everybody, because it didn't hit anyone other than grass. Everyone's just kind of like, oh, wow, like a ball. That's not okay. Like, that is so incredibly not okay. That can, if it hits in the wrong spot, that can turn into an incredibly violent event by throwing a baseball onto the field where players are. If that had hit the pitcher in the head, what kind of a story are we talking about here?
Yeah, and as it is, it already, like, disrupted the ability to make an out because there's two balls in the field. That was one of the more odd and brutal acts of fan disrespect. Like, what are you doing? You're obviously not trying to hit anyone. You're just trying to mess up the play.
Totally. It's just a weird thing. And they never caught the person, so I don't know if it was the Giants fan, Braves fan, was it a Pirates fan who had taken a wrong turn? I have no clue. But it doesn't matter. I hate that it happened in our ballpark. I hate that. I don't want anything to be physical or inappropriate. Now, mean, that's a different word.
Right. I just would add, before you go deeper, that profane. I don't want to be in a section. This is one thing we're going to ask the heckler about, like, how many other hecklers are using profanity? Because his heckles are straight up PG.
Totally.
And I love that.
Which is wonderful, because he can do it loud, and if your kids are next to him, it's okay.
Right. And even if I'm there and I don't have my kids, there are kids there, and it's like, it doesn't, you know, it doesn't do it. It's not a good environment when you're swearing at these pro athletes and, like, the you're a bum stuff. That's fine.
That's great.
And Mookie Betts is pretty much not a bum, but if you want to, like, get at him with that, your clever little line, and then he's a bum. Okay, I get that, but just no profanity.
Yeah, and by the way, so to me, I kind of put that in the same bucket as the appropriateness thing. So if you're inappropriate, if it's profane, if it's racist, any of this stuff, obviously, completely out of line. If it's physical, completely out of line. But Jackson Merrill and Mookie Betts called it mean. And if you're talking from the perspective of the Dodgers and the Padres on the field, I don't know, Dibs. I think I kind of like that word. I want them to walk out of there thinking that it's mean, as long as it's not inappropriate mean.
I get
that.
Do
you know what I mean?
I do. And
like, there's something that's resonating with me as a compliment here. Because, you know, West Coast fans have a certain reputation. Soft, leave early, don't actually care, blah, blah, blah. But here's Mookie Betts saying Giants fans and Yankees fans. Those are the two. Those are the two. I don't know. That's not the worst thing I've ever heard.
It's not. But those are also his team's chief rivals. So
fair,
it's going to be ratcheted up. Like, when Mookie goes in as a Yankee, or I'm sorry, as a Red Sox, and he goes to take on the Royals, it doesn't have that same intensity. Now, when the Royals and the Cardinals square off, yeah, that's an intense regional rivalry. So it makes some sense that those are the teams that he's talking about. But I kind of like what you're saying about that being a badge of honor, that you are quote unquote mean. And I imagine if Mookie was playing 30 years ago and you're a Dodger and you're going down to the stick, you want to talk mean.
No joke.
That was mean.
That was different.
Yes.
Yeah, that wasn't even directed at the players. That was directed at, if you walked by with a Dodger hat, someone's hucking a beer at your face.
Oh, yeah.
That's completely different.
And it was also directed at the players at
times.
You know, fans were more interested in getting at each other.
No doubt. No doubt. So the fights were just constant when the Dodgers were in town. But yeah, like, I'd almost want to ask these guys a little bit more about that word mean, because if it means that the Giants fans are the most engaged, are the most intense, I don't know, there's something good about that. Mookie plays in a building where people are doing the wave and batting beach balls around. So, whatever. But anyway, Trev Chirps is here, and we can't wait to talk to him. And again, This came up on Mookie Betts' On Base podcast via the Bleacher Report. Listen to what Jackson Merrill of the San Diego Padres recently said.
You seen this dude Trev chirps on Instagram? Uh-uh. He's a Giants fan. He just like is out there and he chirped me. He was like, "I bet you always three putt."
Jackson, I bet you always three putt. You bum! Can't make a par to save your life, brother.
So the whole first month this offseason, I three putted more. Every single green. And I never three-putt. Putting is the strongest part of my game. And I three-putt it every time. It on you.
Okay, he joins us now. His name is Trevor Gilmore, but he goes as Trev Chirps on social media platforms. Jackson mentions his Instagram feed, which is 365,000 followers.
Man.
Trevor on the River Islands guest line joining us here on Willard and Dibs. How are you, man?
I am so great. How about yourselves, boys?
Well, we're doing real good, man, and we're excited to talk to you because this is kind of interesting. How long has this been going on, and when did it sort of build into the thing that it currently is?
Oh, dude, we've been doing this for 3 years. This is our third season, and it kind of blew up within our first year of doing it. We started posting in September 2023, and our first video that went viral was May 2024.
When did you get your start as a heckler? Was there a moment as a kid when you realized that you had a gift for getting under people's skin?
I mean, I've just always been loud, and this was just a way to turn that talent into profit and to content. And I've been like doing this at baseball games for as long as I can remember because I thought it was funny.
Trev, where are you from? And like, what is your true sort of fandom with Bay Area sports?
I am from Sacramento, California, the capital of this great state in which we live, yep. And I've been a Giants fan since birth, man. It's cut me up, and I bleed orange.
Yeah. Oof,
I love it.
Do you, like, script out your first 10 heckles like an NFL team, you know, your first 15 plays? Are you off the cuff? What's your approach to the heckle, not as far as who you're going after, but how you're going to go about doing it?
Oh, yeah, we definitely script them. I actually have this list we've been building over the years, which started as a Google Doc, but it's now evolved into Google Sheets, and it's over 700 chirps long, and that's just the negative ones. And then sometimes we'll, like, take suggestions from people in the crowd as we're there. They'll, like, give me insider information on players and talk to me about stuff. So we try to mix a bunch of stuff and get other people involved as well.
Trevor Gilmore, he goes as Trev Chirps on both Instagram and TikTok, where he's got very, very large followings. And we played a little bit of some of his best of over the last year, a short time ago. Pretty damn creative. I wonder, Trev, you probably got some stories, though, in terms of the way you get received by the people around you. How has that kind of gone through the years?
Oh, dude. For the most part, we have overwhelming support. People love it, and they're all about it. Even when we first got started, we get some good laughs. But now that we've gotten bigger, like, people are coming out to these games to see us do this, which is really cool. We very rarely have negative press, as it were.
You keep saying we and us.
Exactly.
Who are these other people, Trevor?
That's me, my two buddies. My buddy Jazz is the one that films and edits everybody. Shout out Jazz. And then our other buddy Cody, who holds our 360 camera and helps edit all of that stuff. So we're a team. We've been friends for 11 years. We met up in Tahoe, where I live now. And we started doing this all together because we saw that we were getting – I got them into baseball. And I took them to a game, and I started doing this because people were saying really bad things about the players. And I'm like, dude, there's a way more creative way to do this than talking about each other's moms and sisters, man. So I tried to come up with something funny, and we saw how well it was received by the crowd. And they were like, dude, people love this. We should put it on the internet and see if other people love it. And turns out it just goes.
So when you go to heckle somebody, you stay away from the personal stuff, and you just keep it, you know, kind of benign, like Mookie Betts and, you know, and three putts and stuff like that. Do you intentionally avoid players' personal stories?
Yeah. I mean, the whole premise behind it is I'm describing a person nobody likes. So all of these jerks are pet peeves of things that have bothered me over the years. Yeah. Also, like, it's tough to do personal stuff. Like, we did, it wasn't personal at the time. Like, who did I tell? Starling Marte of the New York Mets at the time. I said, I bet your mom never put your artwork on the fridge. We posted that video.
That's pretty good.
I love it. I love it. Keep going.
Well, we posted that video, and we got a slew of comments that were like, dude, he has a tragic story with his personal life, his mother and his sister and his wife all passed away tragically, so we took that down. So it was time to do research in that aspect. But yeah, it has nothing to do with the players. They're just props, and they happen to be standing in front of me at the time wearing the wrong jersey.
Trevor, like, do players ever get in touch with you in your DMs?
Yeah, dude, I've actually talked to Jackson Merrill about that shirt. Like, he's told me that story, and it's so funny that he brought it up to Mookie Betts' podcast. And then, like, I'm pretty sure I made Riley Green delete his Instagram because I had DM'd him before about all the interactions, and I think he got overloaded.
Is there any... I'm sorry, Trev's chirps here from Instagram right here on 95.7 The Game. Are there any white whales out there, any players that you are yet to chirp at that you're kind of getting in your crosshairs?
Not really, man. If you're a left fielder and you play in the major leagues and not on the Giants, you're going to get it.
Do you do the other side of the coin as well, Trev? Like, what do you say to the Giants when they're out there?
Oh, yeah. And that's funny that you ask, is we got to a point of, like, we're doing so many negative things, but we're not really cheering for our team. So we started doing new stud shirts. So I would say things like, I bet you can carry all the groceries in on the first trip, or I bet you always notice when your friends get a haircut, so that one to Doc Peterson. We call them studs.
Are you the guy? Hold on a second. I'm calling time out. Because every time I went to a ball game, when Jock Peterson was here in left field, I would watch him because I was like, dude, he was constantly turning around and interacting with people in the stands in left field. Was that you, Trevor?
Could have been. I mean, we've had a lot of interactions with Jock. We love him, despite him being a previous Dodger. But he's definitely given us some round of applauses and some head nods. He's great.
I'm just looking at your schedule, and you're in Reno tomorrow, and you're going to the Ballers, and you got Aces games and Giants games. Are any of these paid appearances, and how do you monetize your chirps into being a business?
So we are actually monetized on three different platforms, including TikTok, YouTube, and Facebook. We're part of all the creative funds.
Yep.
So we do get paid based on views, and now we started getting paid appearances with the Bay Area Panthers. Shout out Bay Area Panthers. They're an indoor football league out of San Jose. Awesome entertainment. If you ever have a chance to go, highly recommend getting out there.
I love it. Trevor, what is, not to put you on the spot, what's your favorite one?
Oh, dude, my favorite trip I ever did was to Ian Happ, and it was when we first got started. And I said, I bet your parents change the subject when people ask about you.
That's so good. So
because he's a professional baseball player. You're like, oh, we don't talk about him.
I love it. So here's the other thing, though. Like you mentioned earlier to Dibs that these are, you sit down and you think about these. Have you guys reached a level, though, where you can almost do anything on demand, where if somebody's like, come on, you know, like, are you at a party and someone's like, come on, heckle me, what do you got, Trevor?
Oh yeah, I mean, people do that all the time, but I only heckle professionals.
Oh wow,
that's nice. That's a heckle in and of itself. So by not heckling you in fact just heckled them.
That's right.
It's like Inception.
It's very meta.
Yeah, seriously. Yeah,
so where's this going from here, dude? How old are you?
I am 33 years of age.
All right.
We have a lot of plans. I intend to maybe turn this into a stand-up comedy career. Like every straight white guy, I'm probably going to get a podcast at some point.
Sure.
Yeah.
everybody gets one. And I really would love to do like a segment on ESPN at some point, like a stud or bum segment for any game of like, who are the studs and bums of this game, who's to look out for, who's been struggling. So we've got a lot of plans in place, and I want to keep building off of this so it doesn't, like, it's not like a one-hit wonder, you know?
Yeah, and the idea about the bum, I'm just fascinated by that, kind of your tagline with every chirp. Are you looking at any, like, merchandise and logo stuff? Is that maybe the next level for you?
We have logos. We have merch that people begged us to make, and then nobody bought it. So we kind of put the kibosh on that. But yeah, there's definitely stuff in the works. Our logo is made by by Jazz's brother. Shout out Flatsco. He does our. We have stickers. We have koozies, which I'm a big fan of. So if you guys want some of that, I can send some down. But yeah, there's so much potential for this. It's hard to scale. You know, it's hard to make merch. It's hard to get designs in place. It's hard to make a website and an online store. And I'm just a guy, not a very smart one. So I don't know how to do any of this.
Trev, well, you obviously you're working out here on some level. Trev Chirps, Trevor Gilmore is joining us here on Willard and Dibs. You said you live in Tahoe. Do you do golf? Are you going to this celebrity tournament and screaming at people?
Dude, you know what's funny is I've DM'd them, and whoever runs their Instagram account is a geriatric and doesn't understand how social media works. So I can't reach anybody. It's very difficult.
Well, I mean,
but I do intend to get down there.
Yeah, you could just buy a ticket and yell. I don't think there's a rule against that.
Nope, it's $50. And I mean, it's an amateur tournament. I'm sure there's not a lot of hard rules here.
No, we've been there. You'll be fine. Just don't do it in their backswing, right? They'll get ticked off. Sure. But I mean, if a Kelce brother is walking down the fairway and you scream at him, I'm pretty sure that'll go well for you.
100%.
Yeah.
I mean, especially like if it's not what that one dude was saying to Jason Kelce that made him break his phone.
Yeah. No. Don't do that.
Yeah. There is that.
Hey, so what's your take on what Jackson Merrill and Mookie Betts ended up talking about, which is that Giants fans are mean? What do you think of that?
I mean, if you're wearing a Dodger jersey, yeah, we're absolutely mean. I boo Dodger fans when I'm just walking around town. You got the wrong hat on, you're going to get booed, dude. But I think it's all in good fun. It's all a part of sports, and that's like the sake of competition. If you're not heckling the other team, you don't care.
How many other hecklers are out there in your heckling brotherhood and your community of outfield hecklers?
I mean, more now, not to toot my own horn here. But there's also these other guys called Country Club Adjacent. If you haven't heard of them, check them out. They do the back-off challenge for golf. So they'll chirp you while you're on the tee box trying to get you to step away. And we actually did a collaboration with them in Dodger Stadium in L.A. last year.
Wow, this is crazy. Yeah. All right, so, hey, before you go, Trev, when you end up out there at Edgewood in Tahoe in a couple of weeks, will you have anything for Steph if he walks by?
I can give him a couple of used chirps.
All right, I mean, what would you say?
I heard he's got an incredible kicks collection, man.
Hey, man.
Big stud.
Really fun to talk to you, man. Best of luck, and I hope that we can do this again or run into you out at an event or something.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks so much for having me on. I'll be on anytime you want. I'm pretty easy.
Okay.
Nice.
Beautiful. We'll give you a call. How about before the Dodgers come to town? We could probably swap some ideas.
Yeah, I would love that.
All right. Okay, man. Hey, thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having me. We'll talk to you guys soon.
All right. Absolutely. That's Trevor Gilmore, everybody. He goes by Trev Chirps.
Yeah.
On mainly TikTok, Instagram, and YouTube.
500K on TikTok.
Yeah.
And 365 on the gram. And I'm just happy we got off without getting heckled.
Well, I actually was going to ask him. I was like, come on. Like, okay, do us.
Heckle
do
me, Trevor.
Yeah, like,
did you heckle me?
But he said it's usually scripted. And I don't want to act like he knows us that well.
Right.
I don't know Trevor. He doesn't know us. He knows us now. We know him. So maybe next time.
Right.
Next time we'll get
him. He can pull out one of the 700 from the Google Doc, and I can just picture him and his buddies like sitting down on a Friday night. It's like, hey, let's write some heckles tonight, and just sitting there and just cracking up at all the different ones they're coming up with.
You know what that is, by the way? Everything that he's done with all these platforms?
Tell me.
It's a monetization sensation.
It sure is.
Is what it is.
Yeah.
Is what it is. So,
and
anyway,
he comes out with merch and nobody buys it. That in of itself is kind of a heckle. Where, you know, hey, all you people want merch. And so he makes it and nobody buys it. It's like your merch is so bad that it's sitting in a warehouse, you know.
Exactly right. Oh, hey. Oh, hey.
Woo-hoo.
The Vikings did not score. Do y'all know what that means?
I do.
That means it's time if you would like to play some golf with us. It is go time. Did you think I was going to say out of here?
I didn't know what you were going to say.
It's go time. We are broadcasting live at Cache Creek Casino Resort 2 weeks from tomorrow, Friday, June 27th. And right now, we're giving a chance for you and a guest of your choice to win an overnight stay, also on Friday the 27th, and then the next morning, a round of golf with us at Cache Creek. All you need to do is be the first person to call into our contest line right now and then be able to answer all three of the following questions. If you've been listening throughout the day, you have the answers. We gave them clearly. But here are the questions that you will need to have answers ready for. Number one, what number did I wear on my jersey for my high school baseball team? Number two, there were 61 cross-country runners in the MCAL Finals Dibbs junior year cross-country. What place did he finish out of those 61 runners? And then number three, at what sporting event did Dibbs and I first meet each other? At what sporting event did Willard and Dibbs first meet? Answer those three questions first on the contest line right now.
Hey, that's a good question.
Thank you. That's why we asked it. 415-523-4652. 415-523-4652. Call now, get through, answer all three. You'll see us at Cache Creek overnight stay, Friday the 27th. Round of golf with us the next morning on the 28th. Good luck. And if you don't win today, you will have the same chance again tomorrow.
Good luck. Yeah. Yeah. You listen and you win. It's just not it's not that difficult, not that arduous. It's been a fun show, too.
Yeah.
You just pay attention and maybe you jot a couple things down and you get through. You're the lucky caller and you cash in, literally.
And if you get one wrong, then just yell at Lucas. You're a bum! Like, just heckle him. Because why not?
Yeah.
He's about to hang up on you anyway.
That's fair.
Yeah. All right, good luck, everybody. So I don't know. I don't want to say I'm nervous, but like, we're going to go spend hours with whoever wins here.
That's true.
We're going to break bread. We're going to tip a few. Maybe.
It's going to be fun.
It's going to be a great time.
Yeah. And sometimes when you have these experiential contest winners and you know, you do spend a lot of time with them. Sometimes it's phenomenal. Other times it's like, oh boy, I don't know if this person's ever played golf in their life.
Oh, I don't care, babe. You can hit the ball sideways.
That's fine.
We'll go out there and have a good time.
Yeah. A lifetime ago, I was set to have a 3-point contest against a listener during a Warrior game, and three threes from the corner, three from the wing, three from the top of the key. I went 1-for-9 with 5 air balls. And won 1-0.
Oh, God.
This poor fella, he was struggling.
Yeah, was it an NBA-sized ball?
Yes,
yeah,
and an NBA 3.
Yeah, getting an NBA ball from the NBA 3-point line, like, go down there and do that, and you will have this unbelievable new appreciation for the Steph Currys of the world that they can, with the flick of a wrist, shoot from just inside half court with accuracy. It's bananas.
Right.
It is bananas.
And even if you have the strength to hoist it up there, it's the depth perception. And then you're doing it in front of 20,000 people as well. So it's one thing to go to knockout and, you know, we're all warming up shooting threes. Okay. This is like during an NBA timeout. It's a little different level of pressure.
I've got some news.
Good or bad?
I think very good.
For someone.
Zucci Mane.
No way.
In Vallejo. Who, by the way, y'all don't know this, he texted at the first question, not me, our text line, and he called his shot. He goes, I'm winning this sucker today.
What?
I'm telling y'all, I didn't know until they just told me he won. He texted in 2.5 hours ago and he goes, today's my day. I'm coming for this. I am winning my way to Cache Creek today. You know what that is?
No.
The manifestation sensation. That's what that is. Zucci Main. We're going to see him out there at Cash Green.
That is so great. Congrats.
Oh, great, great. Faithful, loyal listener. That's awesome.
And
that's
for
awesome.
For the rest of you, try again tomorrow. That's Cash it. Creek or try again?
Super Bowl or try again. Yes, you got another
Cash
chance
Creek
tomorrow.
Or try again. And I, you and I both out tomorrow, so I'm interested to see how they're going to handle the contest tomorrow.
However the hell they want.
Right.
Yeah.
And it's Grandy and...
It'll be Evan with me tomorrow.
Grandy okay. and Evan.
Yeah.
Woo, that's a power...
that's really powerful.
That's a power backup crew right there.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Don't be Wally Pippen anyone now.
Well, I know.
People, I got kids.
People are going to tune in and they'll be like, how'd the Warriors do?
Yep.
I mean, that's what's good, right? Like, that's what you guys usually do together.
That's what we're most known for, yeah.
Right,
yeah.
right. Doing the Warrior games.
Yep.
No Warrior game tomorrow.
Just no. Regular be a lot cooler show. If there was.
Yeah, regular show between two professionals who will be giving away a prize to hang out with people who are not them.
And you've got a promotion, right? Little man going from 5th to 6th?
That's correct.
And yes. I'm driving to L.A. to get ready for a college graduation.
Driving to L.A. tomorrow?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Crack of dawn.
Okay. Yeah, like, that's the best way to do it.
Yeah. Go Dodgers.
Don't even...
Well, I'll be down there by game time.
You got tickets?
No, I'm staying up in Ventura, North County.
Oh, okay.
Graduation's in Santa Barbara, so I'm not going to... I'm going no further south than Ventura.
Okay, all right. Yeah, you don't even need to wait for the crack of dawn. It's the best way to do it. 5:30 departure.
Gone.
Get yourself a Starbucks, go. You'll feel like you got there in 2 hours.
No doubt.
Yeah, that'll be good. Okay, so we got one. We got one for Cash Creek in 2 weeks. We need... one more, as they said in Ocean's 11. Should we get one more? All right.
Let's get one more.
Yeah. So they're going to get one more. Other than that, I hate the Dodgers. That's it. And so the Giants lost today, and they did it in a very, very frustrating fashion. And so, I don't know, man. Here we go. Let's take a look. That's kind of my vibe going into this one. I know nobody thinks this is going to go well. I think that... there's a fair take out there that if you look at the way the Giants have put this together, there's still a healthy skepticism with regard to whether or not this is real. But even though this is unfair to whittle down 162 games to 3, I think a lot of this weekend, it goes a long way to whether or not you really feel like the Giants are a playoff team or not. If they go up and hold up well and win a game or two or even three or whatever, they go in and do that this weekend, it's going to change a lot of minds as to whether or not this is a playoff team this weekend.
And I do think it's a big-time proving ground for Roop and Harrison if they sure. do make their starts. And, you know, not that it's make or break for either career, but this is going to be the first real time in a spot like this where you get to go down there and against this lineup in this rivalry. That's going to be fun to watch.
I'm glad you brought up Harrison. After the discussion we had about him yesterday, Shasky asked Dave Fleming this morning about sort of like bull market, bear market, Kyle Harrison. I thought his answer was super interesting. So we'll play that for you next. We're sponsored by Crystal Geyser Alpine Springwater, and this is Willard.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And dips. Shake that ass. Mark, what are you talking about? They wiggle their butt.
Now, back to
Will and Dibby
on 95.7 The Game.
Yeah, that's every time a Dodger gets to second base. Shake that thing and show me what you're working with.
That's right.
But put that aside, Dave Fleming on Kyle Harrison. We'll get to that in a second, but put that aside. Something else has moved to the forefront.
Two things to the side. What's in the middle? Moni's in the middle, as you well know.
Of course.
Where's she at?
In the middle. Yeah. But I would like to say hello and thank you to one of our longtime and good listeners. And the YouTube chat is where I just found this information. Hello out there to Mr. Irrelevance MC. Listens to the show all the time. Just broke the news to me. Apparently it broke to the world a few hours ago, but just broke the news to me. This may not mean something to all of you. This means a lot to me. Ladies and gentlemen. They're making Spaceballs 2.
What?
They're making Spaceballs 2.
Is it a sequel or a reboot?
It's a sequel. Spaceballs 2. Grandy, Lucas, Spaceballs, anything? Do you know?
Yeah, Lucas and I were talking about it earlier. He said he's not interested, but I am.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Is he not interested because he never saw Spaceballs 1?
He saw Spaceballs 1.
He just doesn't have that kind of sense of humor. Yeah. All right. So there are different kinds of senses. They're right. There are different senses of humor. Like, that is the sense of humor that my dad taught me. Like, he loves Mel Brooks. He loves Mel Brooks.
I also love Mel Brooks.
Love Mel Brooks. Oh, my God. History of the World. Spaceballs, all of this. No, you did not see me playing with my dolls again. Like, oh, man. I know some of you don't know what this is, and then others think it's awful. But if you know, you know. And I don't know if a sequel to Spaceballs is going to work, but I don't care. Spaceballs 2 is coming out. Wow.
It's incredible. And
this is a moment.
Big time. And looking at some of the news that's come out about it, Mel Brooks, he's 98.
Yeah.
98, according to the New York Post.
Making movies at 98 years old.
If you have a few minutes, I would go to Mel Brooks. I think he posted it on Twitter. He probably posted it, or maybe not him. His team posted it.
He's tweeting
all over his social media. It's like a 2-minute, like, or 3-minute announcement. And they like run through all of the different movies and remakes and sequels and prequels that have been made since the original Spaceballs came out.
I mean,
how
do you even know about this? This came out when I was 12. This came out in 1987.
Yeah,
it's a classic.
Thank you.
Grandy
Agreed.
Is an old soul.
Yeah.
I mean, just working with him and when you talk to him and you get to know him a little bit, he he's an old soul. Like, what, you're 29 almost? And the things that he, you know, references and whatnot.
Oh, my.
A lot of it's from beyond his years.
Lucas, you didn't like Spaceballs? Like,
I remember it being okay. It was fine.
How old were you when you watched it, though?
Maybe 15.
Like, what do you say if I go, comb the desert? Like, what?
I would say I have no idea what that's from.
We ain't found. Anyway.
Fair to say this is in your top 10 all-time movies, I would say.
For sure. Absolutely for sure.
And I know you don't like lists and rankings, but.
No, but it does. Like, yes, in terms of comedies that, like, still today just would tickle the living hell out of me, yes. Spaceballs is just ridiculous.
Yeah. That's great.
Oh, gosh.
Of all the news it's that a, you were going to break, yeah. That's I had no it, thought that it, that was it.
It's a Star Wars spoof.
Wait, I have funny news.
Okay.
Lucas said, wait, who made Spaceballs? Was it the South Park creators?
Wow.
Lucas.
Yeah.
1987.
I know. It's come around.
1987.
I was thinking of basketball.
Will Clark was in his second year, Luke. This is a minute ago. It's a minute ago.
I've seen Spaceballs, and funnier than basketball.
Okay, so now are you in on Spaceballs too?
More in.
Okay, good. He thought I was talking. Dude, you thought basketball?
Grady asked me this like half an hour ago.
You
that's what I
thought.
Yeah.
Spaceballs with basketball?
It's classic dynamic back here. I'm only half listening to Grandy all the time.
Yeah.
Holy
and
crap.
Only half listening to us a lot of the time.
Yeah.
If that, which is fine.
Wow.
Spaceballs too. I mean, 40 years since the original. I wonder if there is a record for longest span between a movie and a sequel. Because that's a long span now.
That's a long time, dude. That takes next level chutzpah to be coming out with this and act like the audience today even knows what the hell you're talking about, as evidenced by our producer.
Right.
Who thought he was talking about basketball.
Well, if the movie came out 38 years ago, then neither one of them was even close to being alive.
Yeah. And I was 12.
Yeah.
I just turned 50. And we're coming out with the sequel.
Yeah.
And it's not out yet. Which means it's going to be probably another year or so. Probably.
Did they give
a release date in the announcement?
I'm sure they did. I'll find it for you in a sec.
I would love to know the release date. I don't go to the movies much anymore, but I'll go to that. I will go to that.
Mel's going to be 99 coming up here later in the summer. So
golly.
You hang in there, Mel.
Yeah.
Don't see a date, but they say 2027.
God.
Yeah. Well...
He's going to be a hundo. He's going to be 100.
101. It'll be a buck one because he's about to be 99.
He's about to be 99 this year.
Yep.
Oh, my goodness. I wonder how many people from that cast are even still alive. There got to be a lot of them who aren't even with us anymore.
Yeah, Rick Moranis, 72.
He's in, though. Moranis is...
Oh, for sure.
He's rebooting his role. Lord Helmet. Oh, gosh.
Bill Pullman will be back.
Bill Pullman's in.
Who played Lone Star.
Uh-huh. Right?
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
Little Steiny there.
Obviously, John Candy will not be in the movie. Yeah. Good Lord. John Candy has passed away over 30 years ago.
30 years, yeah.
My God. All right. Anyway, here's Dave Fleming on Kyle Harrison. And the question coming up about, you know, who goes to the bullpen and whatnot. But here's where I thought it got really interesting. Shasky asked Fleming, like, do the Giants still see Kyle Harrison as this, like, linchpin future piece? Here's what he said.
He is. But, you know, we saw the other night, he still has some refining to do. Yeah, I thought he pitched well considering Coors Field and all of it, but the fastball command was not there. And that it's the same with Birdsong. We're going to watch Birdsong today. Like the stuff kids who are huge ability level, you still have to take the time to refine that stuff to become what you ultimately can be, to hit your ultimate ceiling. And neither of those two guys has done it yet. And it's huge for the Giants organization that one or both of them get there. And if they do, it changes the whole outlook of the franchise if they do. But yeah, he's still valued. The stuff is back. I mean, you know, he's throwing hard. He's got his body right. That to me, that was the number one thing.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Last year, as impressive as his season was in a lot of ways, the stuff just didn't look the same. The stuff looks back. Changeup, I thought, was really good the other day. I'm bullish on Kyle.
I'm bullish on Kyle, and the organization still sees him exactly as they did before, says Dave Fleming.
Yeah, and they are right to do so, because if you look at this being year three, but you look at it through the lens of how many starts has he made, he's in late April of year two. He's only made 35 starts, so that, I think, is the best way to look at it. His age, he's 23. He hasn't made a ton of starts, and he's got things to still refine. And I like that word there, because the fastball plays and his secondary pitches need to be developed, and he's only 23. You're way far away from giving up on any of these young guys.
No doubt. But do they still see him as sort of like, I mean, I think the implication is, who's somebody going to ask for if the Giants need to go get a big bat at the deadline? Who are they asking for? Who are you dangling?
Right.
Are Harrison and Birdsong on that list, potentially?
Wizenhunt would be as well, I think. And all of them are about the same age, 23. So, you know, if you have to give up one of them, you probably would have to hold your nose and give up Wizenhunt if you're the Giants. That'd be the one you'd want to part with of the three.
You remember Daphne Zuniga?
Yeah.
She played the, like, I don't know, the pretty young girl.
Yeah, the femme fatale.
In Spaceballs. You want to take a guess at how old she is now?
Oh, she's got to be 62.
You nailed it, dude.
Really?
You nailed it on the number.
You know I'm crazy good at these ages things. It's because I know I'm 56 and I knew she was a little older than me.
God. You freaking nailed it.
Yeah.
Daphne
How about that?
Zuniga is 62.
I couldn't come up with the the most dysfunctional franchise in baseball yesterday on 12 guesses.
But you got Daphne Zuniga's age on lock.
Bang! Yeah. Oh, there you go.
Perfect.
The quirks of the Dibber.
Oh man, what do you got? What are you doing next, Grandy? What's happening?
We're gonna relive your guys' pain right after the Giants blew the game in Colorado.
That's worthwhile, and it's brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. All right, here comes Grandy. Do you want to do it again tomorrow?
Nah, I'm busy.
All right, me too. But Grandy does.
Yep.
So Grandy and Evan, they'll hold it down, and we look forward to meeting whoever wins their way to Cache Creek tomorrow as well. For Dibs, for Granny, for Lucas, I'm Mark. Shoot your shot. It's all you got.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.